Monica Entwistle, and who are you? This is a show called Radiance by Design, and it's a show about you, so you can call in and talk about who you are. I love that part, and I'll give you the numbers in just a little while. This is a show about learning to consciously radiate, to radiate at a higher level, so we can create a different level of reality in our lives, and a lot of you know it. If you learn to use your radiance consciously, guess what? You can do a lot of healing, personal healing on yourself, whether it's psychological, emotional, lineage healing, or even physical healing. It's really a very exciting field these days. Now, we've learned that in this time of the shift, there are many, many people or many situations that are really dire for a lot of people. The way we've handled security has to change, doesn't it? You felt secure because you had a mortgage and you had a retirement, and a lot of that's fallen apart. We had big institutions running aspects of our world, and some people were, the people that don't trust any, the people that doubt any of the systems that exist, okay? There's that kind of thing going on out there, and I used to get really, really mad at people who said, oh, there's so much deception, you can't trust anything. And I'd say, oh, no, because I was really being Pollyanna in my phases of waking up and getting expanded and looking to the higher echelons for running a life that is really bigger than the little contracted life a lot of us had. But then we began to discover over and over again that there were so many deceptions being placed that were running the financial world, that are running positions of incredible power all over the world. We had the collapse of Enron because of somebody revealing the deceptions and so on. We had the mortgage swindle that took down whole countries all over the world. We have big financial institutions gaining tremendously whilst everybody bails them out of this terrible plight. And we're all going, oh my gosh, what a bunch of deception is going on. And we keep learning that at this time in the history of mankind and in the collective of mankind, there's something that's called the shift. And the shift is, I believe, not in a moment, but a wave of change that's coming in through our collective, a wave of change that's impacting all of us individually to receive, I believe, higher information, to actually become much more acute at transforming through the use of subtle energy, through the use of our conscious unlimiting of what we have been like. I believe that's the shift, because I don't believe that we will be as bamboozled when the issue of power and the radiance that comes from the power of corrupt authority, for example, that's not all I'm thinking about these days, but just for example, if there's corruption in the upper ranks and we feel powerless, then we just get enslaved. But I believe that we will learn to radiate more and more consciously and move ourselves way past the kind of limitations that have been, I suppose we could say, cellularly accepted by us all. So we take in the limitations, hey, you're a little peon, you're not rich enough, you're not smart enough, you're not this or that. And so we stay small. So perpetrations can be absolutely myriad, can't they? There'll be a lot of perpetrations keeping us all small. And I think that's what the shift is all about. We're learning to go into the center of our being and bring in our higher selves and the absolute resonance of higher guidance that goes on and on and on, layer after layer of consciousness, to really help us through our meditations, through our intentions, through our self-love, to move out of enslavement and into what we would call the new earth or the new world. And what do you think? That's a whole lot of chit-chat about something that is planetarily huge. It's absolutely huge. We could be absolutely horrified and lamenting at the head of the financial, the world monetary system raping people in his $3,000 a night hotel suite. Or we can be absolutely delighted that finally the corruption at the higher levels is being absolutely aired for those of us who are in the smaller level to see, feel, and know. And we have to just stay really, really empowered deep within ourselves. Here on Radiance by Design, we've been talking recently about, jeepers, should we be out in the street when we hear of these inequities that are going on? Should we be revolting and in revolution like we were in the 60s? What should we be doing to be proactive? And I feel like this, that A, I don't know any answers really, and B, that we need to be more and more conscious of our empowerment and how we bust clenches of certain kinds of fields and frequencies, like the fear of our loss of security, that kind of thing, and our fear of the recession, all of those things, bust out of that kind of stuff and keep radiating possibility, radiating self-love, radiating service to one another, radiating community consciousness, radiating our highest visualization, our dreams, and our abilities to create beyond our normal little limited selves. I think that's where our revolution has to get very, very intense and very clear. That doesn't mean that we don't sign petitions or even create petitions and sometimes march, or like the meditators, that it's so famous that the Maharishi directed a whole bunch of meditators of transcendental meditation to be in Washington, D.C. for 3 months at one point and meditate like mad, day in and day out for 3 months, I think is the right length of time. And during that period, because of the radiance, the conscious radiance they choose to have, I'll be with you in just a moment. Thanks for calling in. They radiated out and actually lifted the force of destruction, or people stealing, people being violent, all of that kind of stuff. I think it was something like a third of it faded away for that period of time. So that's just a really good chronologued example of what happens when we start to radiate consciously. So, and we have a caller already, and I'm delighted you're on the air. Good evening.
Yes, hi, good evening, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gigi.
Hi,
Gigi? I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, goody, my home country.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yes.
I'm here in Vancouver.
Oh, hi, that's my hometown.
Oh, you're kidding me. Hopefully one day we can meet.
I kind of have a concern
or a worry. In the past 2 years, I've been struggling with jobs, right? But the past 2 years have been very consistent. I've had many problems along the way, mostly financial or personal. And then things have been running very smoothly this past year. And then something happens all the time, some challenge or obstacle I have to face, and I am just getting really tired of it. And okay, I've had a rough life.
How old are you, Gigi?
I'm 52.
Oh, goody. 52 is where you begin to spend your wisdom after accruing it for all those years.
That's why I'm calling you. I even stumbled upon BBS by accident because I searched for Adrian DeVere, and then I ended up with Jackie
Salvitti.
And then I saw your name, and then I called last night and I talked to Seth, and he says, well, we have a program, and I go, what? You know, so this is like my first time with something like this, but I'm so thrilled, and I've been reading up on ET healing and all of the other links, and I'm very much intrigued by it and would like to learn more as well.
I love
but
it. That
with
you're
with my situation, I'm just so tired, Veronica.
I know. But, you know, you can look at it a different way, and we can say, and we'll do a specific reading on you in a minute. But you can look at it a different way and say, okay, I've been through a lot of karmic challenges, and I'm going to step out of it and create the reality I want. Do you have a pain in the belly right now as we talk? Is there a tension right down below your navel?
Below my navel. Yesterday, there was kind of a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I'm just seeing, you know, that's the part. Do you know your chakras? Because that's the part of your body that houses your subconscious programming. And as I'm speaking with you, I'm really conscious of that part of your body just below your navel, pulling and pulling. And we're going to shift some energy there because that's where the programs keep emanating out into the world. We all have our programs, and yours just bust up when you finally get going. It busts up when you finally get going. And I'm going, let's call that up and feel it. And I hope you'll listen to Jackie's show. And also, I learned a certain thing from the Adrian DeVere book, which is I lead a healing meditation, and I'll do that right after you and I have spoken. But in one section of it, we do the Galactic Healing Center, and I took some of that from his book. So, and it's extremely powerful. And what we want you to be doing is, because this whole show is about talking about raising your fields and frequencies so you can create into the world with more consciousness and not be so glued into your old programming. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it kind of does. Another thing I'm dealing with right now is something with the government. And Canadian government is, we're talking about enslavement, and I just realized it from an article I was reading earlier from Galactic Friends. And I'm like, it was so mind-boggling, but I said, it's starting to make sense to me. You know what I mean?
And what's making sense?
Well, this whole, the government, how we're being controlled. Everything's being controlled by them.
But, Go ahead.
Like, my housing situation is government. And, of course, my son's 22. He's a dancer. He's been touring. But now they want proof of his income, and I don't want to give that. I don't, because he wasn't working in Canada. He was in Europe. So I don't, you know what I mean? And he didn't earn, like, $100,000. It's just enough to get by, and he's paying a lawyer so he can get his, working visa in the U.S. so that he can audition there. Mm. So I don't want anything to affect my son. You know what I mean? Because I'm mom. You know what I mean?
But it's very tricky because I think that you have to, first we have to look at something, that the controls are the way our lives have run. And I really believe that this time in the shift, we're learning how to emanate, radiate, consciously intend, and moving past those controls. So that remains the job, if you will. And I know of many people that have released huge debts, absolutely huge debts, by concentrating, intending, and wrapping it in light and so on. And I think that your son is going to be fine, actually. He looks like he's out of there very soon. Well, your son is not going to be in this trap pretty soon. You know, I would just focus.
Oh, okay. In this trap, you mean?
I would focus on what is it he wants. He's actually quite brilliant in his way, isn't he?
Actually, he is. Do you know that he was born with Asperger's syndrome? He was diagnosed at age 8, and we thought it was ADHD, and on and on and on. It was like a job and a half. I'm even surprised I'm still walking, you know, from the stress. But for me, he's just a walking miracle, what happened to him.
But honey, you know what I see that you're not going to be doing this fight too much longer. It looks like it's all right, that you will be able to move past this particular block. The Canadian government is controlling, but I don't think it's as dangerous as some governments, and I really feel like you're going to move out of that. But you need to sit in your meditation, and you need to see him being, because he's going to get a job in the States pretty soon.
He is? I hope so. Do you know that he's been talking with a lawyer, his agency? He's paying $6,000. He worked his butt off to get to where he is. And, you know, growing up, I couldn't even afford to have a birthday party for him because I just wasn't making enough. I'm a single mom, and I'm happy to say after 22 years, I decided to call his father and tell him that he has a son with me. When my son was born, I thought I knew who the father was. But when he grew older, his features were different. So that's like, for me, a big accomplishment. And his father is open to meeting him.
Oh, wonderful.
But here I am.
Where's his dad?
Gone.
Where's his dad?
His dad is in the Philippines.
Oh. I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see. It's going to take the pressure off, but your son's getting a job in the States pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to hear you say that, because that's all he wants. He just wants continuous work, you know.
I think he's going to get it. Fill in your statistics. Fill in your... there's something about the number or the cost it was to raise this boy, the cost to you and your earning potential that's going to bail you out of this part. They're just trying to fish. I don't see you having to get into a huge financial pickle with the government at all.
Oh, I hope you're right, because I'm in BC Housing and they want this, they want that. I'm going to give my sons 2010 tax return, which he just finished yesterday, and it's zero because he was not even here, you know? So
but
I
you know what I want
that.
Gigi, what I want you to do is to set your, and this is for people at home as well, we're going to do a meditation right after you and I end this call, but I really want you to see your son and wrap him in light and just really see the opportunity coming for him to move forward in his career. And I also think his dad's going to help him, A, B, and you, my darling, you need to keep seeing yourself as being raised and lifted. You know, I think you're going to be just fine. I don't think you'll lose your housing. I think you're going to have to go through some training to do the kind of work you want to do.
The kind of work I want to do. Okay, right now I'm kind of working for a Evergreen project. It's a government Ministry of Transportation, but I'm hired by an engineering firm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite happy there, but my job's getting kind of boring. You know, I feel like I could really take on more responsibility, but I don't know what that is yet.
Well, I think, and we don't have time for that tonight, but I think you're going to find that there's a creative urge coming up in you, and you're going to begin to do some training for a new level of your job, and I'm excited for you. And having your son launch his career is going to give you a lot of freedom.
Oh, I'm just so happy when you said my son, you know. My prayer is to just have him really successful, you know, that he doesn't need me to help him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that he'll be happy. That's all I want.
All right, well, wrap him in light and tell your angels to help. And please listen to Jackie's show as well. I think you'll love it.
I will.
All
I
right.
will.
Take care, Gigi.
Definitely.
It's wonderful to meet you.
You too. So should I stay? I'm going to listen to you. Are you going to come back to me? Or
no, I'm done with you, but not really. You can listen on the computer.
Okay, and you said you were going to do a meditation with me?
Yeah, I'm now going to do a meditation for everyone.
Okay.
All right, honey, I'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you again, Veronica.
Thank you for your call.
God bless.
God bless you.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. So let's everyone join me, close your eyes, and we're going to do a meditation. We'll do a short form because Deb's coming on in 10 minutes, so we've got a 10-minute meditation. So I've decided we're going to create the structures, and then we're going to move right into the Galactic Healing Center, partly in honor of Gigi, and because I believe that gives us tremendous power to raise our fields and frequency and meet the shift with alacrity. The guides love that word, which means with joy and fun and flexibility, and also with a real conscious intent about what direction we're headed. So let's call in a golden light above your head, about 2 miles below your spine, about 40 feet. So you've got a golden ball above and a golden ball below. Connect the two, running a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. And now drop your four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height and maybe about 40 feet out from your body. And then upside down, another pyramid, and have its point go into the lower golden ball. And of course, the bases of the pyramids connect, so you've got an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And inside of that, you've got your crystal ball. And have your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your eight-sided figure. And inside of that, there you are with this beautiful filament running through your body. And you're inside of a star tetrahedron, three-dimensional Star of David. And I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning. And as you spin, look in front of you, and there's a beautiful screen. And on that screen, we're going to see the Galactic Healing Center. And the Galactic Healing Center, look at what you see. There's a healing table, a beautiful, clean, lovely healing table. And around it, circling the entire table, there's a team of dimensional beings. They're going to help you heal. And you're the first one to pop in on the table. And I want you to lie on the table and either ask them what you would like them to do for you, or they might tell you what they want you to do to heal. So as you lie on the table, let's see what happens for you. I see. I'm going to do myself here first. Yeah, I'm having a really good time. I'm getting them to do something internal. And they always, when I ask for some help with a physical thing, they always start working on my brain, because you know what? The brain is our computer, isn't it? So there they are working on my brain, and I'll pray that they make me brilliant. What are you praying for? That's it. And watch the healing team. What do they look like, or what do they feel like? Good work. And then you may start feeling the energy of that team running through your body. Some of you are way ahead of me. And when you do, wrap that whole scenario in light. And let's call in a fresh healing table, and the team replicates themselves. They're magical, aren't they? And have that healing team go around the table. And who's on the table is someone that you want to heal. And I'm seeing a young man who's a young, handsome guy. And he's lost his way. He's very weak. He can't seem to get himself going. He can't seem to look after his family. He's been in pain as a kid, and he's got a drinking problem. And yet he's really got a lot of potential. So have him lying on the table. Aha. And the healing team is around him. And they're pulling. We talked about the belly being the subconscious. And we're pulling out all kinds of beliefs from the belly. That's it. Old reactions that he's had, the team's pulling those out. And from his brain, which has all kinds of fearful limitations in it. And they're pulling them out like little strings from a weaving, because we are really weaving, aren't we? And as I feel the energy flow in and around his body, good. Then we wrap that in light and move it over to the right. Bring in a fresh table and a fresh replicated healing team. And now I think what we'll talk about is bringing in some big political situations. I'll let you choose which ones you want. I have some ideas. Because we talked a bit about the crumbling or the coming apart at the seams of many of the huge systems on our planet. And I won't mention them, because whenever I do, I mention some and I don't mention all of them, and people go, oh, you should have said this, you should have said that. So I'm saying you pick. I can only pick a couple when I'm on live radio, because I don't know, that's the truth of me. So let's just see who you pick. And I always pick President Obama. And I think he needs as much help as possible to pull off the kind of change that he sees and foresees. When he's been, paid for by so many, and he's got so many rules and so many contracts that are controlling him, and so much media judgment. So you pick the political themes you want and ask the healing team. I'm getting a tremendous buzz from them. Ask the healing team to smooth out some of the karmic wrinkles, the limitations, the hidden issues. That's it. And then see if you can, all right, and you might be pulling in Japan, you might be pulling in EP, you might be pulling in world international monetary system, you might be pulling in GE. Doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Doesn't matter which one you've chosen. Yeah. We're asking these teams. And remember that when the healing team stands around, we can see them resonating through dimension after dimension after dimension. There's not just one little limited circle of beings. They have all the beings that work with them, just as you and I do. That's it. And have the resonance of consciousness, of waking up, of radiance absolutely permeate these great institutions that are having to shift or break to make room for growth. And I like to see that the energy of love and expansion, and is it altruism? Anyway, the ability to look after all of life. As above, so below, you see, so it doesn't stop right at the atmosphere, does it? And now have it wrap itself in light. We don't have a lot of time left, so I want you to close off the healing center and jump into the star tetrahedron again and spin and spin and spin until you come back into this room at this time. And I know our friend Deb O'Connor is going to come back in. I hope some of you received her bulletin on the full moon in Scorpio with her special art. Oh my, it was very beautiful. You're listening to Veronica Entwistle with Radiance by Design. And this is a show about you. It's a call-in show, but it's also a show where we want to contribute to the collective by calling in and sending out higher frequency energies so we can all, ta-da, catch the wave and evolve consciously at this time of the great shift on our planet. So let's see, whilst we're waiting for Deb, I want to look out there and see what's going on in your world. There's so many of you that are feeling, and now lift yourself up, lift your head up, okay? There's so many of you that feel discouraged because it seems to be harder to have jobs or you can't resell your house, or several of you phone me because they can't seem to sell the house at all. And there's a whole other bunch of stuff, whether you're hearing about some of the political crud that's going on in the world as we watch the fading lights of certain power structures. Gigi called it the amount of power that controls us. I'm going, you betcha, but the more we see it and the more we build up our resonance, the more we can empower the change that comes through when these systems break down. So this is a very, very exciting time. And I'm looking at a number of you who are so discouraged about financial things, about the guides keep radiating the word security. The only securities we're really going to have over the next little while are within ourselves. If we can take charge, and I'm watching a couple of people out there, and I'm going, really, drop into your belly and clear your parents, clear your belief in the social structures, clear them, call them up, feel them, and command totally. Call them up, feel them, and hand them to your angels. Because the real security is going to come from you tapping that part of yourself that's way inside. And from that place, you create through your envisioning, through your dreaming, for your one thought in front of the other, creating and creating and creating with your mind and your heart opening and opening and opening. That's how we're going to create. And you'll notice when I say that, when we say opening and opening and opening, you connect with all kinds of people who are opening and opening. And so many of us who are intuitives have seen over and over again that it's as if life splits that there are people who go down vibrationally and there are people who are consciously moving up vibrationally, or catching the wave, as we say. And as you move up, it seems like there's more than one world. And as you move up in frequency, you don't necessarily run into the ones who are moving down in frequency or who are hanging on to the old style of security. It's like we are in two worlds. And we've heard a lot about parallel realities, and maybe that's what that means. So, Deb, are you there?
Not yet. I'm working on her.
You are? Good. Seth's going to get her for us. I can hardly wait for her to come on and talk to us. So I hope that some of you are going to call in and talk about what's going on in your world. Are you having a little trouble, maybe? Are you having gifted ways of riding the waves and that are more and more graceful? I think that some of you do. If you'd like to call in while we're waiting for Deb, it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And a couple of weeks ago, Deb called in really late, and part of the reason for that is she was having horrible phone traumas. And a couple of weeks ago, both Bob and I here, and Bob's a techie wizard, were having awful times with computers and phones, almost like the energy out there. Well, I know it's true. The energy out there was crazy, and the energy is making it more difficult for even that system to stay together at times. Have any of you experienced that? So call in. What's going on in your world? What is it that you would like to achieve? I really believe in the as soon as I say believe, I have to tease myself and go, everything I believe seems to be open these days for shifting into a slightly different way of holding it. But I do feel strongly that as we learn to shift energy consciously, we are able to make ourselves really strong. I was talking to somebody yesterday who was coming apart, and her mother was schizophrenic. So this woman is a wonderful, very, very creative, musical genius kind of character. And she thought she was coming apart and couldn't cope, and maybe she was schizophrenic too. I'd say, no, you're not schizophrenic at all. And what happened is we did the energy that maybe you can feel right now, as we did the energy and really ran the energy through her body and her central nervous system, and as she breathed and talked about things and moved, I'm not afraid to talk about, in quotes, negative things. I think you have to bring them up and out. And as we moved that stuff and we talked through where she was wanting to go, where she preferred to go, her power of, and this is true for a lot of you out there, the power of an acutely sensitive nervous system began to resonate, and this person became more and more embodied. And in that really, really intense sensitivity, she was able to kind of perceive more. You know how you can, as an intuitive, you can perceive more, you can feel more, you can empathize more, you can also, guess what, heal more. And so she was, by the time we finished chatting, and honestly, it was just a very, very wonderful, uplifting chat. Of course, we were doing energy with her. I don't even know if she knew that. She was really strong and really embodied. And I think that's a very good example of what happens when we, how can I put it? When we call in the absolutely changing universal energies, and bring them in, call them in, ask your higher self for those, and then we send them out to whatever situation is going on, actually you find yourself making huge healing strides on the planet. There's a lot of you out there that can do that. I'm watching a woman out here, and she's got, a lot of us have got this, so pay attention, see if you find yourself in this funny little story. This woman is, she's strong, and she's done a really good job of making her way in the world, and she's been very security conscious, and she's set up all the right parameters in her life according to the way the civilization has gone or our society has gone. She's been successful in her job. She's been in a management position. She's been in some kind of secure thing. It looked like she could retire there, and all of a sudden her company is coming apart and changing. And I want to say to you, ma'am, that you're looking, she's looking at, and we all do this, okay? But I'm going to pick on her on purpose because I think it'll help her embody her own power and strength. She's looking at the dissolving of what she thought was her future. She's looking at the dissolution of what she thought was her identity and her success and the longevity of her security. And she's just focusing down on it. Do you know what I mean? You're just sort of looking at it going, oh, my gosh, what can I do? Who am I if I'm not doing this? How can I put myself in the same situation in another company? And I want to tease her and say, you can't. And the reason I'm calling it teasing is because if she lifted her head, she has something she really wants to do. And it's something that she would be able to do on her own time. And she would be able to create kind of a presentation mode and a teaching mode. So she'd have like several tracks of this job. It's not even very far away from her. She just has to lift her head and she has to pry her fingers loose from the way she's clutching on the security, and she's got to step one foot in front of the other, call some of the contacts she has, and begin an entrepreneurial business of her own. And I wonder how many of you out there can actually relate to hanging on for dear life with something that's going to come apart. And somewhere deep in your, probably in her case, it's in the, just hang on a sec, in the shoulders, in the heart, in the belly area, and in the lower half of her legs. In those parts of her body, she's getting a kind of a shakiness, a freaking out kind of feeling. And I'm saying to her, you know what? That's really scary. That's coming from the fact that the props underneath you are going to be knocked out. But the reality is you have a lot to give the world. And there is something for you. It looks like some of the steps she has to take are steps based on faith. I need to go this way, this way, this way. Jeepers, will it work? Jeepers, will it work? Yeah, it's going to work just fine. But she has to lift her head and use her visions and use her psychicness, which is very powerful. That's her intuition and her connection with her higher self. And she will be in the throes of this new position probably within 4 months, 4 to 6 months.
I can't reach Deb. I left a message.
That's okay, honey. She might have forgotten. Deb, if you forgot, I'm going to have to give you a lecture. Anyway, we're just going to keep doing some of this stuff because this woman, this example, is very typical of people these days, that one of the greatest successes we're going to have on this planet at this time is to do a lot of entrepreneurial stuff. Things that you want to do, have the chutzpah to go out there and do it and really take a chance on serving the planet and making it pay for you. There's no point us all being, oh, I see. The guides are reminding me that one of the hardest things is when the systems break down and people lose their job. They also kind of lose their identity. And there are people that pull away when you do that and they start being afraid they're going to have to look after you or that your life raft is going to tip with an awful lot of splashing and exploding. And as it does, too many of you are going to have to be looking after too many others. Well, guess what? I think it's true. But sometimes that looking after is really turning and just encouraging each other. We have to have that old, here in America, there's been an entrepreneurial spirit since America began, has there not? Except for maybe the military people that came over. And I'm from Canada. That's also the same thing. People have come out to sort of carve out their niche and carve out their living. And I think it's a really important issue to look at. So here's what I want to do with you all. I want you to join me in calling in. Okay. We're going to call in all the awareness. Let me see here. What identifies you? I want you to call in all the awareness of what your identity is. You're a mother. I'm thinking of Gigi, okay? So you're a mother. And you've struggled financially. All right? And you've been successful in finding a place that has made you feel safe, okay? And maybe you, it doesn't have to be Gigi, we'll just talk about a bunch of you out there. Maybe you've got a university degree, you're a graduate, and maybe you've been a successful CEO. Maybe you're a wife or a husband and a father, or a wife and a mother. Let me see what else. Or you've got a lover. Let's just look at all the identities you've got. Yeah, and I want you to count them all up. You're a singer, you're a dancer, you're good at business, you're terrible with money, you're great with money, you're very healthy, you're disabled. Come on, all the identity stuff you've got. Yeah. And I want you to make the list as long as you can. And then I want you to ask yourself if that's really who you are. Is that who you are, or is that how you propped yourself in life? And the guides like this because they're just making my body buzz like mad. One of the things I'm really passionate about is human evolution. And the more we recognize how we have hitched ourselves onto our own identity, and the more we can release that, the easier it is for the core power that's within every one of us to kind of pop up like a cork to the top of the water, pop up into your intuition, pop up into your brain, pop up into your potential. So for the woman I was talking about who is in a very strong position as a manager, but she's going to lose that because her company is shaking apart, that's the point at which she needs to begin to release aspects of how she has identified herself maybe for 20 or 30 or 40 years in those circumstances so that her brain and her body-mind can relax and begin to allow to surface new aspects of herself. Because this is 2011. You and I aren't meant to just do the same thing all the way through, are we? We're meant, I believe, to explore aspects of ourselves and to really bring ourselves into self-awareness before time goes on too long. So as you call up your relationship to your identity, ask yourself what you're hanging on to, what are you holding on to, and just sit with that. And see if you can imagine those etheric fingers kind of giving up their grip. And I promise you, you'll get much more insight from yourself and your higher guidance when you let go like that. Okay, so I don't think Deb's going to call in, so why don't you call in with your questions? I would really love that. Let me know how you're doing today and what kind of challenges are you experiencing and why. I'm going to give you the numbers one more time, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So I'm going to go look at somebody else here. You know, it's so funny because the first thing the guide showed me when I say I'm looking at someone else is they picked this person out as a male. And you know, one of the things that's happening with our identity, the male-female thing and so on, we have a lot more gay people. But that's not my issue right now. Is I'm looking at this male who's really been successful in the world. He's fairly young, maybe in his early 40s or something. But he's acutely sensitive, and he has never let himself have his sensitivity before. Now, remember, we talked about, I can't remember who I was talking to about this, but in any case, that sensitivity is a very, very difficult thing for people. It's the kind of thing that makes us paranoid. It's the kind of thing that makes us feel like we're going to just break under pressure. But you know what? When you really want to be sensitive, when you really enjoy your sensitivity, guess what? It's your greatest tool. So I'm looking at this man, and he's really funny. I'll bet you he's either a Virgo or a Pisces. I can't tell. And he's got this incredible sensitivity that he's tried to block for years and years and years. And I'm teasing him. I want to say to you, you know, I want you to go inside your body, and he's got little aches and pains as well, which are parts of his sensitivity expressing themselves in ways that he can tolerate. Okay? So I want you to drop inside your body, everybody, and try and see what you're resisting. What are you resisting? Are you resisting your own sensitivity? Are you resisting knowing your own emotions? What are you resisting as change factor comes up to the highest? And how does it make you feel? And the young man I'm seeing who's really sensitive and is fighting it, it seems to get a bellyache as I say that. All of a sudden he's got a bellyache, his knees are sore and his legs are sore. So I want to say to you, just call up and exaggerate that sensitivity. Just start feeling, I've been holding back against my sensitivity. I've been resisting my sensitivity because it might make me a wuss. It might make me a weak-willed guy. I'm saying, uh-uh, it's going to make you an evolutionary guy. I see you moving ahead. When you release these blocks to your sensitivity, and you'll know what they are, they're really obvious. There's a gut ache, there's a body pain, there's aches in the arms and legs and knees. When you start to really pay attention to the blocks to your sensitivity and start commanding total release of those, and ask your higher self for some of that help, okay, then what you're going to do is pop up like, again, like a cork to the top of the water, and you're going to turn around and you're going to start working in a totally different field and not be so afraid of your vulnerability. I'm telling you what, it's a very exciting time to be a human being on this planet at this time. One of my favorite things to teach is that the holding, when you hold back, when you hold yourself in, when you hold yourself together, use that word hold, then what happens is you're suppressing that really dynamic part of yourself that wants to rise to the new level. And I'm not sure if it's always been this way. I think it's coming up more and more now as we become absolutely a lot more sensitive. So call in. Come on, you've got about 5 minutes, and then I'll have to start. Come on, you guys. What's going on? All right, so make me work for a living. Now let me see. We'll do someone else. Okay. The other thing that the guides show me immediately is there's several of you thinking, I don't know what to do about, I think it's a failed mortgage deal, which there's a lot of that, and somebody else with a job problem, and another, there's three people here, and they're doing something that we keep hearing about more and more. They're going through these crises, and they have these visions on what it is they want to do, and these people are particularly aware of, all three of them, are particularly aware of the, perhaps we call it the shift again, that the destruction or the dissembling of all kinds of organized power issues and so on, and that it's a bit chaotic. And the three of them, guess what they're going to do? They're moving into one of the people's houses, and they're starting a business. And I think that that's so exciting. And they're a little nervous, a little scared, but there's this consciousness that's coming up, where we've been in a fiercely individualistic society, but it's not working because it's gobbling up the resources of many for the sake of a few, isn't it? And that there's got to be some kind of evolution. So these people are putting their heads now. As soon as I say that, I see over here there's people doing that, and over there there's people doing that. It's a really wonderful thing to see. So as an intuitive, without knowing who everybody is, I've been seeing this kind of rising, sparkling number of entrepreneurial experiences. And now I'm showing, just talking about that first group, I'm being shown a number of ways in which people are developing community projects in order to deal with the difficulties. Now, this is America, Canada as well, but this is America, and it's always been a place of many resources for people, hasn't it? Resourceful people, independent people, characters. And I think that's what I'm seeing. So if that talks about your life, please do call in. Now, I don't know who's going to come up next week. I had Dwal Cool coming on to the show this week, and he didn't show up. But I noticed that they're doing a huge peace conference coming up in August. So they're probably pretty tied up with the plans. So pay attention to that. And I really like to talk to people. I didn't get any feedback from those of you who listened to Jack Hawley talking about Sai Baba or him talking about the Bhagavad Gita. So I'd love to have some feedback. And I'm hoping that I could get, if you email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, I'd love to get some feedback on paradigm shifters, on the people that are making, some of the people. There's many people making a difference on the planet. I really love to get feedback and also suggestions of guests that you would recommend. I watched Oprah the other night, and I hardly ever do, but she had a fellow on, James Fry, that she had offended some years back, and apparently a lot of her listeners went bananas. From what I assume, he wrote a book called something like A Million Pieces or something like that. And I don't know the whole story because I kind of flick around TV and I just caught a section of it two nights in a row. And apparently what he said was this was his personal journey, but he hadn't told the truth. And apparently Oprah had said something like, and you can correct me if I've got this a little distorted, but anyway, she said something like, you've deceived everybody and I'm just horrified that your story, which you said was your story, wasn't really your story and it wasn't the truth. And so apparently people went bananas and he had to send back all the money for the books that people had bought. And his story was that he thought that that was pretty common, that personal stories had been distorted like that. And what she said that was really interesting was that she had interviewed a lot of people, including pedophiles and murderers and rapists and so on, really intense people. And she said, I always, always approach them with compassion. I want to know their story. And I didn't do that with you. And she apologized profusely. And, you know, I was watching it and I went, boy, oh boy, when Lynn McTaggart was talking about how there are people out there right now making a humongous difference between, for example, Israelis and Palestinians or pro-abortion, you know, pro-life and pro-abortion people, really helping them share their, not their goals, because the goals can't be shared really, but their need for harmony and respect for one another. There are people that are harmonizing disparate groups. And I really think Oprah did that. So I just want to say, I want to do that when I grow up, is really help people connect. Because going back into this community thing, more and more, oh, goody, you're on the air just at the nick of time. But in that community thing, that's the thing we really need to step into the shift, isn't it? A way to harmonize. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jonquil.
Hey, Jonks. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
I can, and I'm using all of my technologies, which I don't even understand in the remotest meaning, but I'm listening through my phone on my iTunes player, and then I managed to figure out how to call you, too. So how do you like that?
Oh, my gosh. You go to the top of the class.
My question is, I'm not exactly sure, but I've had a huge kind of emotional upset today that if I was having premenstrual, hormonal waves of change, I would assign it to that. But since I don't really do that anymore, mm-hmm. I wonder what is going on. It's as if I have a whole set of rules, regs and rules, and I have a hard time differentiating if they're, the best choices or if they're just my set ways that I've had. And so accepting other people's help and not just seeing it as with a fear factor, like somehow it's going to undermine me altogether. How to have, how to see clearly. That's it.
That's perfect, because I was using, you probably didn't hear this section where we were talking about people noticing what their identity is and what they're holding on to in order to confirm their identity to themselves.
Yes.
And I want
yes.
to say that's right there is a good way for you to measure what's going on, because, and it's making me burp, not because I'm gross, but because something in your belly, in your gastrointestinal system is trying to transform to bring a new level of your creative, jonquil self forward. So you would have been a good teaching tool about a half hour back. I really think you're going to have to rethink your identity and let it unfold. And I think that's what's going on in your frustration.
It's very possible that is what it is. It's like a, talk about a light switch turning on and off. And I can't figure out if it's a power play or, you know, like allowing is, it switches one way, and I think to myself, allow others to be, contribute. And then it'll be there for just a second, and it's like somebody switches the light, and all I can see is the fear around that. Oh, it'll cost too much. It'll go the wrong way. It'll be mistakes I already learned. They're using me. Why doesn't anybody listen to me? Da, 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 da. And then it'll flip right back to, it's fine. We're moving along. Things are changing. It's okay. But when I try the allow, wow, all of these stories come in.
That's normal.
You're not funny. Ha, ha, ha.
No, it's not only you, darling. It's all of us. And we're going to have to get off here, as you know. But I want to say that the allowing is really a little like in improv where they do the yes and thing. The allowing is teaching other people in certain ways. And I want to say that if you drop some of your own, forgive my word, control, you're going to find that people look to you differently and you get a chance to help them fine-tune a lot of things except for a couple of belligerent people. But mostly you're going to find that you're a wonderful teacher in unfoldment as you learn more and more about allow. And the job is to keep dropping what you're holding about your identity. And I have to go or they're going to boot us off stage.
Okay.
Love to you.
Okay, thank you. Love to you too.
Okay, bye, Jonquil. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I have to say goodbye really fast. Stay tuned to the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti and her wonderful channeled team. I loved talking to you all today because I could see you out there. And Deb, wherever you are, I hope you'll come on next week. Email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. If you've got ideas, feedback, or anything, stay tuned. See you at the top of the hour. Much love.